Chapter 7. Rupert Hentzau came to see me the next day. "Leave now, and the Duke will give you 1,000,000 crowns," he said. I refused. Rupert tried to stab me in the heart, but he caught my shoulder instead. He escaped. I was very weak. They put me to bed. I woke up with Fritz beside me. He told me, "We caught Johann." We asked Johann about Black Michael and his plans. Johann was scared of Black Michael, but glad to be away from him. He told us about the castle. They were holding the prince there. Rupert Hentzau or Deschard are always with the prince. When you attack, they'll kill him. There's a pipe in his cell. It leads to the moat from there. They'll tie the prince's body to a weight. They'll put it in the pipe. It'll sink to the bottom of the moat, Johann said. The marshal sent me a letter. It said, "The princess is coming to see you. She's worried." Johann told us, "Michael believes you are dying." The prince was sick in Zender. The colonel and I made a plan to attack. The colonel, Fritz, 6 of our men, and I went out at night. We took a long rope and went to the castle of Zender. I got into the moat. I wanted to look at the pipe. It was a big pipe. It was wide enough for 2 men. There was a guard at the pipe in a boat. I stabbed him. I moved up the pipe. It led to the prince's cell. I saw Deschard with the prince. The prince wasn't well. I went back down the pipe and rowed the boat back to the colonel and Fritz. We put the guard's body in the moat. One of the castle guards saw us. Rupert Hentzau, Lauengram, and Krafstein tried to get us. We killed Lauengram and Krafstein, but 3 of our men died. Rupert Hentzau escaped back to the castle. We went back to the estate. Everyone was worried about the prince and wanted Rupert Hentzau dead.